Scott alerted McClellan that the Confederates were moving troops to Grafton, a key rail junction town on the B&O line near Maryland's border, and asked if he could counteract them. McClellan's intelligence sources already were warning him that secessionists were advancing from the Grafton Junction northwest on the B&O's main line toward Wheeling and west on its branch to Parkersburg, a Western Virginia transportation hub on the Ohio River, to destroy the railroad. McClellan received another report on May 26th that Confederates were burning bridges on the B&O line. His men also intercepted a circular distributed in Western Virginia, urging citizens to resist breaking away from the Commonwealth and being tacked on to the tail end of black Republican despotism. But McClellan's intelligence reports told him these Richmond loyalists were in the minority. He advised Lincoln in a June 1st letter he believed that very considerable numbers of volunteers can be raised in Western Virginia as well as Kentucky, and asked for weapons to arm them. McClellan now had two important objectives. First, to protect Unionists and the all-important rail line in Western Virginia, and second, to drive a military force across the Alleghenies and into Tidewater, Virginia by the back door. He quickly put in motion his plan. His force rolled into Grafton without firing a shot. Its few Confederates retreated 18 miles south to the town of Philippi, and McClellan's men rebuilt the bridges they burned. McClellan sent in reinforcements, and on June 3rd, the Federals proceeded to rout the Confederates at Philippi. Northern newspapers hailed what was a minor skirmish as a major Union victory. Alarmed by their defeat at Philippi, Robert E. Lee, who commanded Virginia troops from Richmond, sent reinforcements. In addition to the B&O rail route, there were two other east-west passages through the region's mountains: the Great Kanawha Valley and a turnpike connecting Stanton in the Shenandoah Valley with Parkersburg. Lee sent his adjutant, Robert S. Garnett, to hold the turnpike from Stanton to Parkersburg. He dispatched Henry A. Wise, the crusty former Virginia governor who had raised the Wise Legion, to operate in the Great Kanawha Valley. McClellan, with the bulk of the Union force, took personal charge of the campaign against Garnett. He sent Ohioan Jacob Cox, a low-key but politically ambitious general, to the Kanawha Valley with his brigade to fight Wise.